We thank God that in the fullness of his own time, one of the pioneers of this group has managed to ascend to the high office of President of the Apostolic Church, Ghana. This is a man who has certainly paid his dues to this church. He has served so tirelessly in various capacities, in various ad hoc and standing committees in the church. And if I were to walk through what he has done, we will not end this camp meeting. But it is the grace of God that at this time, he has been elevated to be the president of this church. So let us, with a clap of rain, welcome Apostle Dr. Aaron Nate Amina, President of the Apostolic Church, Ghana.
We have come from far and near. We have gathered once again. The Most High God is our King. In His name we are bound.
Please, let's remain standing for just a little while. I believe we owe God a lot of thanks. You know, the human brain is such that we forget so quickly. During part of this year that is just about to ebb away, we were in hot waters. I don't know if you understand. The leader of this group was in trouble. A lot of things happened. But God, in his own wisdom and ways, gave us the smoothest of landings that we didn't know that was how things were going to be. Are you here with me? I don't want you to forget that. I want us to appreciate God. that he delivered us. And he has given us this peace and calmness. How is camp meeting going to be like in that turmoil? But God gave us a safe landing. I want the angels to hear with your clap and your voice and your shout.
Now thank we all our God. Lift your voice to the Lord with heart. Who wondrous things? Oh, hallelujah. Who from our mothers are. Come on, listen to the Lord. Has brought. Bless the Son away with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We come to the side to the Lord. For the last time, now thank we all our God, hey, with hearts, hallelujah. This God who wondrous things has done, in whom, aloha si bahada, hey, who from our mother's arms. Listen to him say, oh, is the heaven hearing your voice?
Purely by grace. To you alone be all praise, O God. This day we declare that not unto us, not unto us, O Lord, but unto your name alone be all praise, glory, and honor. Take it all, for thou alone art worthy. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please take your seats now. We give God praise for what we see. And I thank God that we are here today glorifying His name. We've been talking about shift, but if any group really needs to shift, this is the group. Let's say for 33 years we've had complaints. And for once, God is telling us you can't complain anymore. It's up to you to work. Praise God. In the past, we've had excuses that we wanted to do this, we wanted to do that, and we were prevented from doing them. Once in the history of the Apostolic Church, God says, over to you. I heard these words during our induction. When Apostle Mbakwe was preaching. And he told us, over to us. It just brings to mind, and God is true. During a world conference in Malaysia, I think 2010, one of the leaders, after I had made a presentation on what God was doing in Community 5, after the service came to me and said, you know something? The same way God picked you to do what you've done at 5, He wants you to do the same thing with the National Church. Let me tell you the C5 story. I grew up in that church, burdened, crying, praying. Because you read the Bible, what you see God wants done and what you are seeing being done are different. So you keep crying for a long time because you don't have the space to do what you believe must be done. And I know there are a lot of you here. You've had such experiences. You weep and you cry. It's God's way of molding you. It's God's way of baking you. It's God's way of bringing you to the place of performance. So that's why I was saying that over to you. Because now it's an open field where you have the space to do what is right in God. And it's a little scary. Let me tell you why it's scary. People who normally complain, when you give them the job, they are not able to do it. I don't know if you've noticed it. Are you here? As a people who normally, they'll just be complaining and complaining. When you give them the space, they don't perform. May that not be the story of Aposa. Aposa, are we ready? Only those in front are ready. I said, Aposa, are we ready? If there has been any time to say, arise and build, it is now. I take all the years gone by that they've been our training years. As it was said of Samson when he was coming up, that in those days the Spirit of God used to move him in the camp, but he had no exploits. Now we have space to do exploits. And I pray that God gives us grace not to disgrace ourselves. Did you understand that? I said, I pray that God gives us grace not to disgrace ourselves and bring dishonor to his name. So tell your neighbor, over to you. Apostle is for the church. Apostle is for restoration. Apostle is for revival. That God will bring back to us what he did with our fathers and more. Are you here with me? Apostle is not for us to come and sit here, talk about nice things, and go back home. Apostle is not a place where we gather students and associates and we speak big English. We marry nice ladies. We drive in big cars. Now, some people are talking about the Apostle dream. You marry a nice woman, you have a good job, a nice car, you come to camp meeting, you are well-dressed, you are passing and people are looking at you and admiring you. If that's what Apostle is about, let's go home. But I believe God is going to do something. Praise God. My prayer is that, Lord, help us to be ready for you. I believe this is a good time to be an apostolic. I believe it. It's a great time to be an apostolic. Because God is about doing something. Hallelujah. We prayed. I believe you prayed. And God says, over to you. And some people prayed till we had the election. And after the election, they stopped praying. Just like a lot of people do. When they prepare for their wedding, they put all their energy into the one-day program. And when the one-day program is over, they have no strength to marry. But that is rather the beginning of the marriage. May God give you strength. I said, may God give you strength. And everyone must come here next year, if Christ tarries, with a testimony. A testimony of what God has done through you in your local church. A testimony of what God is doing through you on your campuses. Are you here with me? When I started saying the kind of testimonies I'm looking for, the amen started going down. When I said testimony, yeah, you want your car. You want your marriage. You want your job. Those are bush allowances. God will bring them. God will bring them. I believe you all love me. Hey, some don't. I said, I believe you all love me. And I believe that you will help me do this job. Okay. You can see clearly I didn't come here to preach. I came here to remind us of some few things. We've had a lot of preaching in this camp. And maybe I will just try to summarize part of what has already been said and pick some of the things that have already been said and tell you, as you go, do them. We've been told by the main speaker that this camp meeting is about an empty seat. And it's because the seat is empty, we are saying, return, O Lord.
And that is all. If the Lord does not return, we will work, but in vain. If the Lord does not return, we will use human strength and marketing strategies, and people will think we are prospering, but we are not. If the Lord does not return, our work will be in vain. So this is a cry. We should continue to cry until there is revival in the land. When I say revival in the land, I don't mean just revival in the apostolic church, but a revival that sweeps across nations for his glory. We've been told that the Lord will return only when the seat is empty. Let me say here, the conditions that made him vacate the seat, if those same conditions prevail, he's not coming back. Are you here with me? So we must make sure the seat is empty. When men take the place of God, then you can't find that presence, though he is present. And we were told about the omnipresence and the manifest presence. And what we are asking for is the manifest presence of God. So when God raises you to a position, still know that God is in charge. Let God take his place. We are men. We aren't gods. When you see churches where men speak as if they are God, then you know God has moved. When you see men come up with decisions that must stand against the decisions of God, against the word of God, where men are exalted more than God, then we cannot have the manifest presence of God. So if God has placed you in any position of authority, know that the seat belongs to God. So the seat must be empty. Man must not take the place of God. Self must give way. And the seat should not only be empty, the seat should be clean. Otherwise, he won't return. You can have an empty seat that is dirty. He won't return. With the shift agenda, we were going around the nation, and I had an eye-opening experience. Because of these travels, I've seen quite a number of hotels in our nation. Some are clean, some are not clean. And I understood the Holy Spirit. When we went to one place, and I didn't want to sleep there, the place was untidy. I didn't want any part of my body to touch anything in the room. I'm not bothered whether a room is small or something. Just make it clean. If I have to sleep on the floor and it's clean, I don't have a problem. But the place was so unclean. I took part of my things and put it on a part of the bed, and I just, small part, a
edge of the bed, but I didn't fall down because I've been a good student before. We know how to sleep and not fall. And the way I behaved in that room that day, not touching things, then I understood the Holy Spirit. Why he cannot dwell in vessels that are unclean. How he cannot work when the place is dirty, because his name is holy. We call him Holy Spirit. I understood him that day. I couldn't just wait for the next morning. And I did something. Now, I won't tell you because you laugh at me, so I won't tell you. No. I survived that day with student strategies. But I won't tell you. I leave it to your imagination. So, the vessel must be clean. That is why one cardinal message for Apostle is called the second circumcision, where we take every unclean thing away and then we can cry, "Return, oh Lord." Please, God means business. Whenever I see an apostle leader living an unclean life, it gets to me. Because we have complained about uncleanliness and sin and open, I don't know how to, certain things that have gone on in this church, and we've spoken against them, and we've grown in the stead of our fathers, and some are involved in these things. If we do these things, worse things will befall us than befell our fathers. If you are an apostle member, you must be circumcised the second time with the sharp knife of the word of God. Take away sin. Be aggressive against sin. Are you here with me? Do not pamper sin. Be aggressive against sin in your own life. Say no to sin. Sometimes it's a struggle, but you will win. I don't have time to give you testimonies. We have struggled with sin, but God gave us the victory. Praise God. You will win. But God takes you through that to know how hungry you are for him. You will win. Don't compromise. Don't. And please, if we want the seat clean, and we believe it's the Holy Ghost who will return to do his works again, then we must not tolerate leaders who wallow in sin. We must remove from every apostle pulpit leaders who are not living right. Otherwise, we are not living according to our own dictates. Are you here with me? From this day forward, any apostle leader with a questionable character, any apostle leader not living above reproach, take their name off our programs. We don't want to see their faces. Are you here with me? You are looking at me as if I'm a strange man. Are you here with me? We can't make rules for others and we not obey them. You can have all the charisma in the world. You can choose to raise the dead. We don't want you here. If you come here, come and repent. Are you here with me?
Don't come here as a leader teaching us when we can look at your life and follow you.
So please, it's not easy to be a leader, but sometimes it's nice. So I want apostle leadership to take this as an order. If you have question marks on anyone's leadership or character, let me not see that name on any of your programs. And you know me, if I see it, I'll take it off. I haven't done that because I didn't say it, but now I'm saying it. The room is too quiet.
We have to make it clean. Making the house clean means taking away sin. Making the seat clean also means that we shouldn't merchandise the church like it was done in the days of Jesus, and he went into the temple and threw away the people. Threw the tables upside down. Yes, we must do it today. Now, when we come to church, it's more of money than people. It's more of money than souls. That must change. Church is about God. These days, some people can't go to church because they don't have money for offering. Please, I'm saying we must change it. I think the circular that came, there was something about appeal for funds during the 21 days. Make sure you observe it. If someone breaks it, report the person. Weekdays, no appeal for funds. Go, give your offering, and that's it. Because you see, I'll be coming to church for 21 days. And where some people come from, okay, they might have to board about 3 vehicles before they get to the church. Right? So transportation is already an issue. And then money for offering too becomes an issue. So if I get one offering to give, it is praise God. That if you make it appeal. And sometimes it looks as if you are interested in my money, not my soul. So please, church is about God, church is about souls. Money is a byproduct. It will come. Are you here with me?
Yes.
Okay. Certain traditions must give way. The purity of the word must be upheld. Let me just, we are asking him to return, but look at the words. We say, return, O Lord. Say, O Lord. Let's go again. O Lord. He will not return if you don't acknowledge him as Lord. Some of us want him to return, oh God. No. He's not just God, he is Lord. Being Lord means he's the owner, the only true owner. The church is his and you are his, full stop. Praise God. You don't own yourself and you don't own the church. The church is his. And he said, I will build my church. And he made you. And you belong to him because he created you. You belong to him on a second count because he died and used his blood to buy you. You've been bought twice. When you deserved only being bought once. But he values you. You are not your own. Sometimes by our understanding, we say that God is our partner. Whose partner? And sometimes to make it look nice, we say, Lord, be my senior
partner. When did you get a part in the business? When did you own a part of yourself? You totally belong to him. Are you here with me?
If you say he should come as Lord, he owns it all. That's why the prayer says that, for thine is the kingdom.
There is only one true owner, it's God. So stop thinking you own something. You own nothing. What you have is for you to be a steward over. You are not an owner of yourself. How much less what you have? He is Lord. He has authority over everything.
If we say he should come as Lord, then we are saying that God, you can do what you like. He can do whatever he wants to do. It also means that you are giving up your will for his will to be done.
Are you here with me? Are you sure?
You are giving up your will for his will to be done. So how come when God chooses to work with someone else and not you, it troubles you? How come when God raises someone else and not you, it troubles you? Why are you envying that brother or sister? You haven't given God space to be Lord. To say, the Lord, your will alone. Whatever your will is, I accept it. What I accept. Who I accept. How I accept. And even when I accept. It's placing your life on the altar and saying, Lord, let your will be done. So it's not just mouth. Return, oh Lord. If you say, oh Lord, make him Lord, he will return. Come in your own way.
Have your own way.
Do whatever you want to do with me. At whichever level you place me,
I say yes to your word. Come, oh Lord. He comes as Lord. He can do whatever he wants. And let me say this.
If he is Lord, then all the credit and all the glory belongs to him.
If it's true, how come when someone is praised and you are not praised, you get offended? You want to share the glory. You want to take some. Tell your neighbor, it's not yours.
And listen to me. Men will give you the glory. They have an understanding in giving you the glory. But when they give it to you, it is not yours to take. So they can give it. But the Bible says he's the only one who is worthy to receive. Worthy to receive. So they can give it, but know that you are not worthy to receive. God is going to do great things through you. And they begin to praise you like they praised David. Saul has killed his 1,000, but David 10,000.
And if you don't take care, that praise will shift you to a different place. From the palace to the wilderness. Don't take God's glory. Whatever he does with you, say it and mean it. That we are unworthy servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Return, O Lord. Return to your church. Return and build our broken walls. Return and build our lives, Lord. We have become a reproach in our own nation. Return, O Lord. Please rise. One of the scriptures we've used in the past is Daniel 11:32, the B part, which says, but the people that do know they are God, they shall be strong and they will do exploits. Praise God.
Those who know
Here I like in James, he said, those who do know, praise God, not that they know, but they do know. So you, do you know or you do know?
Those who do know,
they are God.
They know him. And they recognize him and acknowledge him. So they do the knowing that they know.
Some people say they know, but they don't do. But the people who do know their God, they shall be strong. And they will do exploits. The first thing God gave to us as a new management is that we should let the church walk in his fear. And everything will be all right. Those who know God walk with him. And those who walk with him walk in his fear. And those who walk in the fear of God, they separate themselves from sin. Just close your eyes for me. We're praying for just 5 minutes. Because my time is up. I want you to pray for just yourself. Just yourself.
Between now and next camp meeting, how is your life going to be like? Is this theme true of you that your heart is crying, return?
And you are ready to see, to receive him as Lord. Talk to God about your own life. Return. Return. Return, oh Lord. Return. Return. Return, oh Lord. Return. Return. Return, oh Lord. Return. Return, return, oh Lord, return, 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 oh Lord, return. Return, oh Lord, return. Return, O Lord, return. Return, O Lord, return. Return, O Lord, return. Return, O Lord, return. 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 Return, O Lord, return. Return, O Lord, return. Return, O Lord, return.
If God has placed something on your heart that he wants to do through you, begin to talk to him about it.
Return. Return, O Lord, 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 return. Return, O Lord. Return, O Lord, return. 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 Shall we raise our hands in His presence? I want you to believe, God, that whatever He has said, He will do. It's not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. Just make sure you've created space for God. He will do what He has said He will do. Glory be to Him. Glory be to Him. The Lord is blessing His church. Just receive from Him. Just open your heart to God. Just open your heart to God now. You will not leave this place the same if you give Him space. This very moment, just give Him space. Give Him space.
Of His free will,
He
blesses His own.
Of history, and this is purely by your election and choice. So let no man boast out of what you are going to do. We place ourselves upon the altar of ministry. And we say, Lord, have your way in the apostolic church.
We agree with you, Lord, and we say, let your will be done on earth as you have established in the heavens.
Yes, Lord.
Take away our reproach. Take away our shame. Take away our weakness, Lord. Put our candlestick back where it was.
We look to you and you alone. I pray this day that you will strengthen your own, Lord. That you will lift your children up to where you want us to be. I pray that as we leave this place, we'll leave with your blessing and your strength, oh God, to go do exploits in your name. Father, breathe upon us your breath of life. And let it be said once again that this is the doing of the Lord, and it's marvelous in our eyes. We bless your name this day also, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen.